For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in the Russian city of Ufa for two international summits. Xi Jinping is also scheduled to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin ahead of the BRICS summit. The seventh BRICS summit is going to run from Wednesday to Thursday in Ufa. Meantime, another two-day meeting of the Council of Shanghai Cooperation Organization Heads of State is scheduled for Thursday and Friday. At the SCO summit, a decision on starting the procedures for India and Pakistan to join the organization is going to be adopted. Chinese shares continue to slump on Wednesday. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index sank almost 6% to finish at 3,507 points, while the Shenzhen Component Index slumped up to 3%. The Chinex Index tracking China's Nasdaq-style Board of Growth Enterprises, having a little recovery, rose 0.5%. China's central bank has vowed to support China Securities Finance, the national margin trading service provider, to provide liquidity to steady the stock market. The latest move is aimed to stimulate the slumping market after a series of measures failed to halt a massive sell-off in recent days. The China Securities Finance has announced it will purchase more shares of small and medium-sized listed companies to ease stock market liquidity. China's Ministry of Land and Resources has launched bidding for six oil and gas blocks in Xinjiang to domestic enterprises. Meanwhile, the ministry has decided to introduce private capital into oil and gas blocks exploration in the region, aiming to expand investment in the industry. It's been announced that the bidders should be domestic enterprises with net assets worth more than 1 billion yuan. Further details will be released later. China is set to establish employment institutions for disabled people nationwide by 2020. Under the plan, there will be at least one job center at county level for mentally challenged and heavily disabled people. China has over 7 million people of working age with mental, intellectual, and severe physical disabilities. China has issued an emergency response mechanism for potential damage from Typhoon Chanhom and Limpha on Wednesday. China National Commission for Disaster Reduction has urged local authorities in central and eastern areas such as Hunan, Zhejiang, Fujian and Guangdong to take precautions against the two typhoons. Meteorological authorities forecast Typhoon Linfa will move towards the coastal area between Guangdong and Fujian. It will bring torrential rain in these provinces later today. Typhoon Chanhom is also moving toward Zhejiang and Fujian. It is expected to make landfall on Friday. Eight passengers have been injured after a fire alarm forced the emergency evacuation of a plane. A fire alarm in the cargo hold was reported shortly after a Hainan Airlines flight took off on Wednesday morning from Hefei to Guangzhou. The plane carrying 160 passengers and crew members immediately returned and landed at the airport. All passengers and crew were evacuated. The eight injured were sent to a hospital. An investigation is underway. The Board of Governors of the BRICS New Development Bank has held their first meeting in Moscow, Russia. The Board of Governors appointed board members and discussed future development strategies on Tuesday. India's K.V. Kamath has become the first president of the bank. He will take office in the bank's headquarters in Shanghai. Also on Tuesday, governors of the bank signed an operating agreement to set up a $100 billion emergency fund. The fund is set to be used to help BRICS countries when they have difficulties. Three people have been killed and another injured at a shooting incident in Baltimore. Police said the shooting happened on Tuesday night local time near the University of Maryland Baltimore campus. A man was killed at the scene and a woman and another man died in hospital. The fourth victim is in a stable condition. The cause of the accident is under investigation. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.